The cutest KUCO's cutest kids are?
Absolutely, I am. Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
I just got to crank that one like all the way through the roof. There you go.
Yeah, there man, I'm excited.
There we are. Nice to have you along, Chad.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Now we got Gabe Edney, general manager. We got
We're all saying we're excited, but I mean, I don't see it.
No,
I need to see it.
Wait a minute.
This
here
is
we
a
go.
Face of exhaustion. I'm a guy that has been working this thing for 3 months. Yes, I'm ready. Let's talk KECO Cutest Kids Contest and who the winners were.
Well, first of all, the first winner in the 0 to 2 category is brought to you by First Choice Homes.
Oh, hey.
First Choice Home Center. Hilton's Flowers.
Crooked Spur Boutique.
Crooked Spur Boutique.
Broadway Babies.
Broadway Babies.
Okie Inflatables.
Okie Inflatables.
Yeah, and this is now, who's our first winner from? Who's our first winner from?
It is the 0 to 2 category.
We're going to start with the 0 to 2 category?
0 to 2 category.
All right, we'll start with the 0 to 2 category. Now, let's kind of fill everybody in just in case.
How did all this happen, Brandon?
In case anybody is confused about the KECO Cutest Kids Contest, and that's only if I think you're traveling on I-40 and this is your first time in the area, let me be the official spokesman to say welcome to our neck of God's country. For 3 months now, we've been working on this thing. In October, you had the opportunity to upload photos of your cute kid at KECOFM.com. You had all of October to do so. We had tons of photos come in. In November, we gave you the entire month of November to cast your votes in the KECO Cutest Kids Contest. And now we have the winners, and we did have some great sponsors help us out. First Choice Home Centers of Elk City, Hilton's Flowers, Crooked Spur Boutique, Broadway Babies, and Okie Inflatables. Big thank you to you guys for helping us out with the contest.
And you know what? They're going to win Liz Lambert Photography.
Yeah, 0 to 2,
already
right?
Gonna get
starting
those pictures.
With 0 to 2.
Yeah, 0 to 2. So, here we go, Brandon.
All right, here we go. I wish I had a drum roll. Yeah, I've got all these crazy things.
No drum roll?
I have no drum roll. Yeah, I have no drum roll.
So yes, I you do.
That's why Chad's here.
Give it to us.
And the 0 to 2 category is... Wow.
That's a gross drum roll. That's a disgusting drum roll.
Well,
take that thing into the shop and get it fixed.
Shut up, man. It's my Evan Rude.
Man, I don't know if I can go after that. 0 to 2 category is brought to you by First Choice Home Centers. All right. Are you ready? 0 to 2 category is... Oakley King.
Oakley King, congratulations. Yeah, there we go.
Oakley King has already set up their photo shoot with Liz Lambert Photography. Going to have a nice, cute little picture. And we will... We'll get these pictures up on the website for you.
Absolutely.
As soon as I get them emailed to Brandon, will put them up on the website.
And I swear, we do have those interviews coming that I've been promising you for the past week, too. We've got all those recaps coming on the website, too.
So yeah.
There we go. All in one shot.
All of them in one.
It's a whole lot going on at the website.
Okay, tonight. The 3 to 5 category is... Man.
That one was even worse. I didn't think it would be possible to top the first one,
man.
But you did it.
I cannot do a proper drum roll when you people make me laugh.
We should probably, I'm sure Keely D could bring a little bit more drum roll than that.
Goodness.
Here we go. The 3 to 5 category is?
Here we go.
Breanne Briggs.
Breanne
Briggs. That's our 3 to 5 category. We got one more drum roll to go, and we have got it done. Wow. Okay, here we go.
I feel sorry for the poor schlep that's got to put their mouth in front of this thing tomorrow. All right, here we go.
All right, we have now brought to you by Hilton's Flowers.
Yes.
Is he ready?
Yeah.
The 6 to 10 categories, Jackson Bruins.
Oh. Jackson Bruins.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
you just play the drums with the background music. There you go.
6 to 10 category is Jackson Bruns.
All right.
Bruns. I think it's Bruns.
Bruns.
Yeah.
There you go. Congratulations to all three of our winners. A big thank you again to First Choice Home Centers of Elk City, Hilton's Flowers, Crooked Spur Boutique, Broadway Babies, and Okie Inflatables for helping us make this contest possible for 3 months straight.
And we have a new one coming up soon. We have a new cutest.
Oh, a new
coming
cutest?
Up soon.
Oh,
we will not give it away yet, but we will have a cutest coming up again, another cutest contest. But we're not going to say what it is yet.
Because we
people?
haven't picked what cute thing we want to look at yet.
Yeah.
So there we go.
We haven't decided what's cute yet. Bugs?
Who has the cutest collection of mold in their refrigerator? Sitting in your photos now.
Yeah. There's our winners. That's Oakley King, Breanne Briggs, and Jackson Brunch. Congratulations. That is our KECO's cutest kids. They are the kings and queens of the KECO kids. We'll have those pictures up on the website today.
Yeah, we can make that happen quick. Yeah, we'll make that happen real quick. So thank you very much.
All right, there we go. There's the winners. Thanks to all the people and the sponsors, of course, for making it possible for us to even have the Cutest Kids Contest.
Yeah.
Then everybody that signed up, all your votes that came through, thousands and thousands of votes coming through. I'm telling you, there was a ton of votes.
Yeah, I didn't want to have to deal with that side of any of it because I knew it was just going to be insane. And there was a lot of people sending in photos, lots of voting. It was quite the contest. And congratulations again to our winners. And it sounds like we've got another one coming very, very soon. So
very
keep it tuned.
Soon. So stay tuned.
There we go. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. Well, thank you very much, Chad, for stopping by for this bit of shenaniganry.
Man, I'll be honest. I'm kind of glad that I don't have to play drums anymore, man. My lips are tired.
Well, we'll leave that alone.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we'll just leave that one alone. We'll leave that one alone. Thank you very much for stopping by. Chad Roper, ladies and gentlemen, catch him Monday through Friday early in the mornings on Cool 94, 6 to 10 a.m. He'll help you start your day off with a smile.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, indeed. Good, clean, and wholesome Blue Room riffraff.
I mean, I'm not going to say that he's as optimistic as John Tesh, but he's a pretty optimistic guy, this Chad Roper. He's a pretty positive-minded guy. He'll put a smile on your face.
John Tesh?
You ever listen to John Tesh Morning Show?
I don't think so.
Oh, man, go do yourself a favor.
Well, I tell you what, if I'm going to do that, then I might as well listen to Kenny G break the world record with the longest saxophone note. That'll be riveting.
They're pretty much the same. Pretty much the same, oddly enough.
Wow. Man, if I could circle breathe. I got to get out of here, man.
Yeah, we're going to want to be in trouble real quick. I'm surprised we haven't gotten a John Tesh fan calling in yet. You leave John alone. John's a good man. That's what we're saying. John Tesh is a good man. That's all I'm saying. And Chad Roper's a good man. And that's all I'm trying to say. Is that John Tesh is a good guy. Chad Roper's a good guy. If you like good guys, tune in. There you go.
He somehow has been able to feather his hair and part it on the side.
Since Moses was walking around parting seas.
John Tesh.
You're welcome for that.
He's like, oh, if I could have been on E! Entertainment for just a little bit longer.
My life would have been so complete. You had no idea when you woke up this morning you were talking about John Tesh at some point today.
No.
Let's see, we're a quarter way almost into the 3 o'clock hour. Coming up today on ATS Thursday, we've got Jake Moffitt stopping by the studio in the 4 o'clock to talk about his latest album, plus the big performance he's got coming up tonight. Let's go ahead and kick things off with John D. Hale, More Than I Could Handle, on the back roads of 96.5 KECO.